7:20 ABC Perth is Saturday morning. This time of day, we always like to have a look at some of the big stories that have been making the news, or some of the ones that you might have missed. Today, James Fairbairn is with us, opening our eyes to some stories that we might have missed. Morning to you, James.
Morning, James. How are you?
I'm all right. Let's start by talking about the world of finance and economics, because it's, let's face it, for the last 18 months, 2 years or so, people who talk about finance and economics have actually been quite popular.
They have. I might not be that popular, actually, when you've heard me talk this morning. What we've been noticing at the OpenYourEyesNews.com recently is the very worrying similarities between what's happening in America now and what happened in America in 1932. You're in the third year of a recessionary cycle. If you look at US employment figures last month, it went down by 652,000 people in June, which is the sharpest ever fall. You had roughly a million Americans dropped out of the job market altogether in the last 2 months. So when you look at the amount of jobs that have actually been lost over the last 3 years with unemployment and also just people dropping out of the workforce, you're talking around 8 million jobs, according to CNN. Throwing that, the average time to find a job for Americans is 35.2 weeks, which is a new record. 46 out of the 52 US states, is it 52 or 50 states? I'm not 100% sure, but 46 out of the US states have deficits of similar proportion to Greece's. And in the biggest state of all, California, the governor, Arnold, has now ordered all state employees to work at minimum wage only, which would be rather unpopular.
Okay, so we're saying there are very similar signs to those that we saw in 1932. The world wasn't a happy place then, but the world's a very different place now. I mean, things move very quickly. They didn't move at that pace then.
That's true. It's a lot faster moving, and therefore anything positive or negative will happen a lot faster. But you know, you have to look at the US debt, which is officially now at $8.6 trillion. So that's 62% of GDP, which is the highest it's been since World War II.
Yeah.
And it's going up very, very fast indeed. And then the US money supply, it's tripled since 2007.
Yeah.
They've been at the printing presses, a bit like the German government did post-World War One.
Yeah.
And only this week, RBS, Royal Bank of Scotland in the UK, was warning its customers to expect Ben Bernanke to head back to the printing presses very soon to fight off deflationary measures. So, you know, though we're in a very good place here in WA, and you know, we're largely cushioned from it, we shouldn't take our eyes off the ball too much in terms of the world's largest economy, which is in deep trouble.
But, you know, we can easily talk ourselves into an even worse state, can't we?
Absolutely.
And whilst you see articles like this, which, you know, you've picked up on, there are equally others which talk in a positive light about how things are just starting to turn. It really does depend on which side of the bed you get out of as to sort of what mood you're in.
Very much so. And depends on what the media is telling you on that particular day.
And we're all, you know, being swayed by confidence, aren't we? Let's face it, the world relies on either feeling confident or feeling like, you know, the world's going to come to an end.
Absolutely. And then there's lies, damn lies, and statistics as well. Yeah. But these statistics aren't that promising. Just be thankful we're not in America. We're in Australia at the moment.
Indeed. Now let's move on to the second story. We'll have a little listen to this, and then we'll talk about it.
When you're on the surface of a boat, looking out at the water, mainly what you see is beautiful blue pristine water. But it's not until we pull up our trawls that we see what's really there, these finely broken down particles of plastic with the occasional recognizable item, a toothbrush or a lighter or a bottle cap.
That's Anna Cummins, co-founder of the Five Gyres Project, talking about her group's recent discovery.
I think we found the Atlantic garbage patch.
They found it in the North Atlantic Gyre, a huge area of swirling ocean currents that pick up all sorts of flotsam, ocean debris, and unfortunately, are trash.
Now that doesn't sound like a very optimistic story.
Unfortunately, it's not.
We haven't heard much about this one.
No, and personally, I think this is the environmental story. This is outweighs everything else in terms of what we should be paying attention to. It's something we've been covering at OpenYourEyesNews.com now for a long while, and this is oceanic plastic. And if you think about it, you know, every time you get rid of your rubbish, it doesn't necessarily just disappear. A lot of the time it will end up in the oceans through one way or another. Now, what this article was talking about was that in the North Atlantic, there's an awful lot of plastic already accumulating. The Pacific garbage patch is very well documented already, but it's in every single major ocean. And what was disturbing this week was Discovery News were reporting that surveys by the British Antarctic Survey and Greenpeace, skimming the world's most remote waters, which are the David and Dumont d'Urville seas in the Antarctic, they were pulling out fishing buoys and plastic cups and other plastic detritus. Mm. Now, what's dangerous about this, it's not just the rubbish, it's not just, you know, what you occasionally will hear about, you know, turtles swallowing plastic bags. This plastic is breaking down at the biomolecular level. It is going into the food chain that we are part of. So we are literally poisoning the food chain. And there's been plenty of studies, again, not very well documented, but plenty of studies where they're, you know, cutting open fish and there's tiny little plastic nodules in the fish. Well, that fish will end up on your plate sooner or later. So it's something that we are not paying attention to as a global society, and to our own detriment, because we are literally poisoning our food source.
Does it talk about the magnitude of this find and how worrying it is?
It's very worrying. I mean, the one in the North Pacific, they equate it to an area the size of Texas of plastic. Now, this isn't, you know, solid plastic lump, but this is every few foot there is a bit of plastic, and that's in every single major ocean. But I mean, yeah, obviously we're getting a lot of press coverage, and rightly so, about the BP oil spill, and quite rightly so. I think we've got a tracker on the website, and at the moment it's at 86,571,259 gallons have leaked so far, and that's about 1.47 million gallons a day leaking into the Gulf. So it's, yeah, we have to bear in mind we live in a confined ecosystem.
James Furbin is with us this morning, cheering us up as we go about our weekend business. Thank you for that story. And I'd like to say
it's useful if you're going out on a fishing trip now. You know, fish out the water, take the plastic out the water if you see it as well.
For sure. I'd like to say let's end with another positive one, but this one is also slightly worrying. Just very briefly, the final story of the week to do with civil liberties.
It's an interesting one running the Daily Telegraph in the UK this week. And it's about this new covert surveillance system that's been used across the UK and also Netherlands. It's called SIGARD, and it's a CCTV system which not just monitors your movements, but it also monitors your speech to detect signs of what it may believe is threatening behaviour. So its designers claim it will anticipate antisocial behaviour. But of course, major, major civil liberties concerns in terms of, can there ever be a justification for Big Brother listening into your private conversation as you walk down the street? You know, there's all enormous potential for abuse and, you know, listening just to random conversations. So, you know, when you combine that with other things, you know, like, for example, LA Times this week was reporting Apple collects precise and real-time geographical locations of all iPhone and iPad users, and then sells it onto third parties.
You see, the thing is, most people are just completely oblivious to this, aren't they?
Absolutely.
But maybe most people don't care.
Maybe, you know, some ways you don't have to care. You know, they're just going to target you better with marketing. But it does come down to basic civil liberty. You know, should Big Brother, for the sake of a phrase, be monitoring every single place you go, every conversation you have? You know, there is some serious, you know, issues there in terms of your personal freedom. And this is happening a lot more in the UK and USA. And we have to be thankful we live in a fairly free state here and at the moment Australia. But it is something that crept in those states very, very quickly. So it's
it seems to come in quite quietly and unchallenged.
It's quite quiet. Yeah, it's below the radar. You know, certain things, you know, as we reported there, you know, Times of London, LA Times, Associated Press will pick these things up, but they're not necessarily running, say, the West Australian or the BBC or the ABC. So it's all about being aware.
Well, we are aware now,
but
for
sure. Alarmed.
Not necessarily feeling particularly chirpy, but we've been informed, which is also part of the service. James Furbin from OpenYourEyesNews.com. Thanks for pulling our attention to some of these major stories of the week.
My pleasure, James. Thanks.